Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. All glory to God today, tomorrow, forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has a mighty word for us today, and I'm going to be prayerful for it at this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you and give you praise right now, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to be a vessel that you use, Lord God, to speak to your people, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And feed them words of wisdom and knowledge today in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Allow me to decrease, Lord God, so that you can increase, oh Lord. Open up our ears so we can hear you, Lord God. Open up our eyes so that we can see you so clearly, Lord. Open up our hearts so we can receive you, Lord God. And open up our minds, Lord Jesus, so that we can put everything that we see, hear, and feel into use and hallelujah, and into action in our lives today, Lord, that we might not sin against you, O Jesus. And we give you all the praise, glory, and honor for it now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord again. You know, God has a mighty word for us today, and he wants to talk to us about things that are pertinent in society right now. Glory be to God. Some of you people are going to be going to church right now, and you need to pay careful attention to this message in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You need to get your Bibles as always, because I want you to follow along so you understand I'm not making none of this up, but it's the pure, unadulterated word of God. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. If you're in your vehicle, turn your radio up. If you're at home listening to it, turn your radio up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Because, see, God wants you to get not some of it, but all of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The problem with religion today is that nobody gets saved because why? They're not getting all of it. They're just getting some of it. The problem with 99% of the messages that are being preached by preachers today is that they're giving people some of it, but they're not giving them all of it. So once again, nobody gets saved. Thank you, Jesus. And guess what? Satan doesn't care if you get some of it. He doesn't care if you go to church. He just doesn't want you to get all of it, because when you get all of it, then you're going to be saved. Thank you, Jesus, because you're going to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ as soon as you understand the word of God and receive everything and get all of it in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a ploy of the devil that's prevalent in the world today, but see, God has seen all this before. Thank you, Jesus. The devil has been using the same tricks since the beginning of time, since he fooled Adam and Eve. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Back way back in the garden, using the same play, the same tricks. Glory be to God. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And because it's this pride of life, we want to say, well, all this isn't necessary to serve God. All this is necessary, my friends, and more in the name of Jesus Christ, because you've only been getting half of it. Glory be to God. You have people telling you that all you have to do is quote Romans 10:9. I've been here so many times, but I have to go here again. Thank you, Jesus. You have to understand the dispensation of the times and who he's talking to in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Well, what about the man that was on the cross? You have to understand the gospels, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ and the dispensation of the time again to understand, hallelujah, glory to God, what he's talking about in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And who qualifies? Thank you, Jesus, because we're in, hallelujah, glory to God, in the age of grace. Thank you, Jesus. We talked about grace, hallelujah, glory to God, earlier, hallelujah, glory to God, in this program about God's unmerited favor that he gave mankind. Thank you, Jesus. And he was graceful enough, hallelujah, to change the dispensation of time so that you, hallelujah, glory to God, Gentiles like me could be ushered in the name of Jesus Christ. Because guess what? Hallelujah. Had the dispensation not changed, you would not be able to be saved if you are not an Israelite, because then you will not be, hallelujah, included, because you are not God's chosen people. Thank you, Jesus. But through the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're able to be grafted in. Hallelujah. In this dispensation called grace, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But I got to give you some Bible to back this up, don't I? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. In Proverbs 14:2, you shouldn't have to even turn there. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Bible speaks on this wise here. It says that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, God doesn't play around with mankind. He just gives them the word. He loves us so much that he gives us the truth and the true word. Thank you, Jesus. But the devil's always coming around trying to distort. The devil's always trying to come around and twist. The devil's always getting in contact with mankind and saying, well, you don't need this. You don't need that. You don't need this. You don't need that. God knows. He loves you. Yeah, he knows you're going to a devil's hell if you don't obey his word. That's what God knows. That's what he understands. And he doesn't want nobody to go there. Thank you, Jesus, because he wishes that none would perish, but all come to repentance. But see, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, and your way is going to lead to death and destruction. Glory be to God. There's a way that seems right to these preachers today. Hallelujah. They preach this feel-good message all the time. Buy this, buy that, buy this. Be anointed with my holy water. You just got that other tap somewhere. Glory be to God. Buy my handkerchief. Hallelujah. I breathe upon it. Well, who are you? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm doctor this. I'm doctor that. I'm apostle this. I'm apostle that. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. There's so much junk going on in the church today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can't stand it. And if I can't stand it, what about an almighty God? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. They need to stop playing with God. Thank you, Lord. That's the grace and mercy he's having right now. But God isn't going to keep, hallelujah, winking at this stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to have to give an account for it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. They're sitting around here perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because they're not interested, hallelujah, glory to God, in righteousness. They're not interested in holiness. Glory be to God. But they're interested in their program. That's why I said it again. They're interested in their program. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They're interested in preaching for filthy lucre's sake. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You don't believe me? Glory be to God. When you go to church today, just pay attention to him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I guarantee that he tips toes all around the issues. I guarantee that nobody gets saved according to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But he'll sit there. He'll open the books. The devil knows God's word backwards and forwards just as well. Hallelujah, glory to God, as all of you, and even better. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He has these ministers tiptoeing around the word. Thank you, Jesus. I even hear him here on this program. That's right. I'll say it. I'll say it again. I even hear him here on this program. Thank you, Jesus. They get right up to it, but they don't go all the way with it. Because why? They don't want you to get the whole, hallelujah, picture of the thing. They don't want you to get all the word. They don't want you to get a part of it. Why? Because it's the ploy of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Invite them out to your church. Hallelujah. Hear this feel-good message. Thank you, Jesus. Put money in the collection plate. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And go about running your business. That's what I say is a business, because that's all you're doing in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you're, hallelujah, you're aiming to persuade men. Glory be to God. You're aiming to catch favor with men. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Shame on you. Glory be to God. But this is exactly what you're doing, because that's what's prevalent in the world today. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not even going to get started with these tele-entertainers. That's right. I call them tele-entertainers. That's all they're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name today. Thank you, Jesus. You don't believe me? Watch this. Galatians, hallelujah, 1 and 10. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I told you I got to turn to it so you can understand that I'm making this stuff up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, God has seen all this before. Thank you, Jesus. See, we're in the epistle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it was a letter written to the Galatians. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Apostle Paul himself was inspired by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he wrote these most wonderful words. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And he experienced this, hallelujah, firsthand through the power of the Holy Ghost when he was sent to this Galatian church. Hallelujah. It's the same spirit that's prevalent today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You see, some of us are being persuaded, hallelujah, glory to God, to get part of it, but not all of it. Some of us are being persuaded to change our minds. Some of us are being persuaded to take down. We want part of it, but we don't want all of it. In the name of Jesus, we want part of it so we can feel like we're doing something, so we can say, I'm a Christian, so we can say, I love Jesus, so I can say, hey, I love God, I love the Lord. You liar, you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, well, I'll do this, I'll do that, I give this, I give that. So what? Thank you, Jesus. Have you obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you understand what the gospel means in the name of Jesus? Have you, hallelujah, glory to God, obeyed, hallelujah, God's word? Have you been saved, hallelujah, according to Acts 2:38, was the formula for salvation during this dispensation called grace? In the name of Jesus Christ, understand your Bible. Learn it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you preachers that are lying to these people, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible says. You know what the Word says. And if you don't, come see me. Hallelujah. 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue, Palmdale, California. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can call me at 661-435-8368. I welcome your visits. I welcome your calls. Hallelujah. Every single body. That's even the preachers out there and the ministers that are out there preaching this nonsense in the name of Jesus Christ. I ain't even going to start, hallelujah, glory to God, on these people that are 20 years old calling themselves elders. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Did it cut somebody? Oh, well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, you have a group of people out there. I'm not going to mention, yes, I am. I'm going to mention names. These people that are out there riding these bicycles. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This Church of the Latter-day Saints, these Mormon people, hallelujah, they got 18, 19, and 20 year old elders. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They come to your door. They're not going to give you some of it, but they don't give you all of it. They're perverting the gospel. Watch what it says here. Glory be to God. I'm going to start at verse number one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you can catch the whole picture because I want you to get all of it. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Guess what? He wasn't by himself. He was with all the brethren. Glory be to God. It says what? We were talking about this earlier. Thank you, Jesus, in the program. It says what? What dispensation are we in? It says what? G-R-A-C-E. Grace. See, God wants to give you this grace. He wants to extend it unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you have to get the whole roll. Thank you, Jesus. You have to eat all of it. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Not just the parts that you like. Not just the parts that, hallelujah, tickle your fancy. But you have to eat all of it. Glory be to God. And the more you eat of it, the sweeter it gets. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You might not like it at first, but it's so good for you. Hallelujah. And the more you eat it, hallelujah, the more you like it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then you're going to start to love it. Thank you, Jesus. Then you'll accept no substitute in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They won't be able to come to it every wind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every, hallelujah, think of different kinds and every be tossed to and fro by every, hallelujah, glory to God, wind of doctrine that comes to you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. They ain't going to be able to fool you. Thank you, Jesus, with this nonsense they're trying to sell today. Glory be to God. Notice how 3 says, grace be to you and peace from God the Father. Hallelujah, and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. See, they'll use that. Thank you, Jesus. And they don't even understand what the, hallelujah, Lord God, what it means. God the Father, hallelujah, and our Lord Jesus Christ, they are one. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about the same God because it's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Glory be to God. He's the Father in creation. He's the Son in redemption, and he is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible declares, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The heavens declare, thank you, Jesus, that he and his Father are one. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You can't separate God from himself. You can't separate God from his word. You can't separate God from his blood. And you can't separate God from his spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Guess what happens here in 4? Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. See, God wants to deliver you from this nonsense that's going on today. He wants to deliver you from the mess that's going on in these churches today. He wants to deliver you from these watered down, weak, hallelujah, sermons that ain't going to amount to a bowl of rice in the name of Jesus Christ, and the final analysis of things, because nobody gets saved. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. It tells you right here that I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. So you can't get into the grace of Christ without, hallelujah, glory to God, receiving and obeying all of his words. Thank you, Jesus. You can't just get some of it. You got to get all of it. Thank you, Jesus. See, God had given them all of it. Glory be to God. But they started taking down. They started, hallelujah, glory to God, turning away from all of it. They started, hallelujah, glory to God, allowing sin to slip in. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. They started, hallelujah, glory to God, trying to say, well, God knows. He understands. He loves us. He'll do this. He'll do that. Glory be to God, but God knows exactly what he's going to do. He sends his man, hallelujah, glory be to God, to tell the people the truth. He sends his man to warn the people that they need to get back to the good old way. Thank you, Lord. He sends his man, oh, hallelujah, glory be to God. It's like he said in Ezekiel, hallelujah, glory be to God, in chapter 3, thank you, Jesus, to talk to that foolish nation that had taken down, that had gotten away, that had fallen deeper and deeper into debt of sin. Thank you, Jesus, because they wanted, hallelujah, glory to God, to excuse it. They wanted not to have a accountability, but they still wanted to be saved. They wanted to be God's people, but not so, saith the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he came to warn you like he's coming to warn you today. I'm just a vessel that he uses. Glory be to God. He wants you to get the whole thing. Glory be to God. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And when you don't get the whole role, glory be to God. When you don't get the whole thing, the gospel becomes perverted. You men of God that call yourself men of God, and you're out there not preaching the whole word, thank you, Jesus, glory be to God, you're perverting the gospel. Why? Because you're causing somebody to believe, thank you, Jesus, that they're going to be saved by doing this and doing that and not doing everything according to the word of God. You got somebody believing, and all they got to do is confess with their heart, and they're going to get Christ Jesus, and they're going to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Know what the word is saying. He's not even talking to you. He's talking to those fallen Israelites. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You don't believe it? Go back and read verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Don't just read verse 10, 9. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Then read those that are after it. Glory be to God. And you understand exactly who he's talking about and who it's for. Thank you, Jesus. Does it work in this dispensation of time? Absolutely. Because you confess with your mouth, with your whole heart, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is Lord. That's called repentance. You're turning away from yourself. You're turning to God. That's the first thing he tells you must do during this dispensation of the grace to get saved. You must repent in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Not just with lip service. Glory be to God. Then you must be baptized, hallelujah, by immersion in water in his illustrious name for the remission of sins. Glory be to God. They have the blood applied to your life. When that happens, God no longer sees your sins, but he sees the blood that he shed, his precious blood that he shed, his precious blood that he shed on Calvary's wicked cross. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And your sins, hallelujah, he sees them no more because they've been remitted in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Those are the two commandments. Now he has a promise when you do that. He says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. In times past, hallelujah, God's spirit sat upon people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But during this dispensation called grace, God desires that his spirit be in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's why you cannot be saved without the Holy Ghost. That's why he said to be holy, for I am holy. And how are you going to be holy without the Holy Ghost? God has me tell you this week after week, Sunday after Sunday, service after service, Bible class after Bible class. Glory be to God. He's going to continue until some of you guys get it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Because there's somebody out there that wants to do right. There's somebody out there, hallelujah, that wants to know the truth. There's somebody out there that really wants to be saved. There's somebody out there that really wants to get the whole word and get all of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Watch what he says here. This is a message to all you, hallelujah, preachers that are lying to folks. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And those of you that are receiving these messages, you're accursed too. Glory be to God. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. You're under a curse right now, and you don't even know it. Glory be to God. You're going to your church this morning, and you're going, hallelujah, to receive a curse in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That's right. I said it. I'll say it again. You're going to receive a curse because you're not getting the whole word. You're just getting part of it. Glory be to God. And they're perverting the rest of it to tickle their own fancy. Glory be to God. Shame on you. Thank you, Jesus. You need to come on out from among them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on out from among them. Thank you, Lord. Come on out to affect your praise. Hallelujah. We're just a small little place, but we got the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. We got the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is on our side. Thank you, Lord. We're living right in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I guarantee you won't be bored. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For verse 10 says this, for do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For if I yet serve, if I yet please then, I should not be the servant of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, this would say the time. You got the people today that are persuading men. They want to make men happy. They want to appease men. They want to be seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As righteous in the sight of men. But that's no good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to be seen righteous in the eyes of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Hallelujah. God's going to open a book, and he's going to open it again. Thank you, Jesus. And if your name is not found, hallelujah, in the Lamb's book of life, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. Glory be to God. That burns, hallelujah, eternally. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And there's no, hallelujah, redemption from there. There's no, hallelujah, glory to God, resurrection from there. There's no salvation from there. Glory be to God. Once you get there, that's it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why it's so pertinent. Hallelujah. That's why you need to make Jesus Christ a high priority. You need to, hallelujah, to God, make understanding and knowing all the word. Hallelujah. Your number one choice in life. Glory be to God. Because you have to spend eternity somewhere. God wants you to get not some of it, but he wants you to get all of it. And once you get all of it, now you got to make a conscious decision. Now you got to, hallelujah to God, hallelujah, have accountability. You got to make a choice. Do I want to obey the word of God or do I want to continue to be disobedient? In the name of Jesus. There's somebody today that's in a valley of indecision. Come on out to Effectual Praise, 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue, so you can get all the word today. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have a choice to make. Glory be to God. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. God bless you.